WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Biden says U.S. forces helped take down nearly all the drones and missiles fired by Iran at Israel. Those air raid sirens going off in Israel as the attacks took place. Biden also says he reaffirmed his ironclad support to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Medea Benjamin is co-founder of the grassroots peace organization Code Pink.
I think it is really up to President Biden whether this becomes escalatory with Israel retaliating or whether it stops here.
No casualties reported, but one child was hurt. More on that from the BBC's Sebastian Usher.
The Israeli military has told Israelis that they don't need to stay near shelters now. We've heard that the damage has been minor. Israel has already talked about a significant military response, but there hasn't been any major destruction, any major loss of life in Israel.
26 barges that broke loose from a towboat on the Ohio River Friday night are now accounted for. They damaged local marinas and more, as CBS News Pittsburgh Lauren Linder reports.
23 were carrying dry cargo like coal, but no hazardous materials. The three others were empty. So far, there are no contamination or pollution reports, and no one was hurt.
Back overseas and to Australia, where police say a man stabbed six people to death at a busy Sydney shopping center before he was fatally shot. Eight others were injured. Correspondent Remy Innocencio.
Two friends of mine were actually at that mall, the biggest in Sydney, as that attack happened. One of them works in senior management there, and they told me they heard screams, then at least two gunshots rang out.
Even with a gag order, it appears former President Donald Trump just can't help himself. He went after the judge in his hush money trial tonight, whom he called corrupt.
Fully gagged before a highly conflicted and corrupt judge who suffers from TDS. Does anyone know what TDS is? Correct. Trump derangement syndrome.
Jury selection starts Monday in that New York trial where he is charged with paying hush money to a porn star to cover up an alleged 2006 sexual encounter at a celebrity golf tournament. Boston is gearing up for a big day Monday, the marathon. Excitement is building as CBS News Boston's Paul Burton reports.
From City Hall to the finish line, the energy is high for the 128th running of the Boston Marathon.
Just the whole energy, the whole atmosphere and everything. Like, you truly can feel it, even though it's not race day. You can feel it the whole weekend.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You say Max Inc. Radio rocks. Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese.
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio. Sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass. Three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or at Weikert-LakePoint.com. Let's kick off the night with brand new music from M. Shays. Love this song. Hope you do too. It's a brand new one called Middle of Nowhere. New Maggie Shays on Max Inc. Radio.
Time alone.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new Maggie Shays there, or I should say M. Shays. That song is called Bleed. Before that, Middle of Nowhere. Both of those tracks are up on M. Shays' Spotify and Facebook page. Check them out. Add it to your playlist. It is absolutely awesome. M. Shays. No upcoming shows on the books for M. Shays right now, but stay tuned. We'll play more songs and let you know as soon as she has a show coming up. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting to the state of Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker. Good evening, my brother.
What's happening, Jimmy?
It's good to see you tonight. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really good here, man. Just navigating through all the prom happenings down here on State Street today.
You know,
lots of suits.
I was noticing that. First of all, the weather is fantastic today.
Wow.
It's a little teaser of spring coming here in Wisconsin.
100% different from like a week ago or so.
We are live at the WMDX studios at the top of State Street, and Rocker touched on it. It is prom night at the Madison Overture Center. Everybody's all fancy and dressed to the nines out there, Rocker.
Or not. Or it's a like mix. A complete mix, right? It's either 100% this way or that way.
You know, with the nice weather today, I have this serious itch to go camping, dude. You're going camping this year?
You know, we'll probably do an improv one, I think. Nothing planned.
I think I have a couple trips planned. I know with E-Dub, our good friend E-Dub, we're going to High Cliff State Park soon. And then I think we have a trip planned to Yellowstone State Park as well down in Lafayette County.
Oh, that's a fun one.
That's a great park.
But I'll tell you, Jimmy, you better have some mosquito repellent.
Well, yeah.
Just last week I was cooking out and, oh, they're big already.
Actually, at Yellowstone State Park,
yeah.
Apparently, they have less mosquitoes per capita of mosquitoes in a state park than any other.
Because of the bats, right?
Because of the bats, exactly.
Yeah, I don't believe it for a minute.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Do you got some camping plans coming up? Are you excited about camping? Have you been tweaking your camping equipment like I have been down in the basement, you know, getting ready to go? I'm ready to go, man. Get that fire, get some cocktails, roasting, cooking some sausage on the fire. That's good stuff right there, Rocker. Dude, we got a great show for the people tonight. What's coming up on the show tonight?
Jimmy, Dave Zero from Mad City Music. They are the longest continuously running record store here in Madison. We're going to hear from Dave Zero, and of course, Record Store Day is coming up. Skrizzly Adams. He'll be here with Jake Olson. Skrizzly Adams, he's got like 300 million streams, Jimmy. All kinds of accolades. He's playing at the Annex tonight, so we're going to hear him. He's going to be coming in. I'm going to try and talk him into playing a song live for us. Mm. And then the Lair tonight, the Mascot Theory. We got all five guys, five vocals, the full band tonight in the studio. Really going to be special. And Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts coming up at 10 p.m. to midnight. And Jimmy, the Max Inc. Americana show. We have to mention that Sunday and Monday mornings, 4 to 6 a.m. So if you're the late night or early riser, this show is for you.
Yeah, it's a good show, too. And wake up early with Max Inc. Americana. Later tonight, I believe in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to kick the hour off with a debut song.
Yes.
From Cat and the Hurricane tonight.
You're going to hear it here before you can get it. It's not going to be released to the public until the 19th, but we have it for your ears tonight.
I haven't even previewed it. I hope there's no swearing in it, but I don't care. We'll figure it out. What else is coming up tonight? Oh, Bar Notes with Terry Barr. She's checked in with us, and she sent us a Bar Notes, and you'll want to hear that in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, brand new music here from Faded Places. This is Sunday morning. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sometimes when you get in the door, what you coming down for? Selling my soul with time or more, it's hard to tell who you are anymore. Sometimes when you get in the door, Sunday morning, sleeping in. And I can't remember the last time it's been. Sunday morning, sleeping in. I
And I can't remember the last time it's been. With Sunday morning sleeping in. Sunday morning sleeping in. I can't remember the last time it's been. With Sunday morning sleeping in.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Louie and the Flash Bombs there. And why do you want to do that like that? Or why do you want to be like that? Why do you want to be like that, man?
Why do you want to be like
that,
Jimmy?
Why do you want to be like that? I love that song from Louie and the Flash Bombs. Look them up. They're actually in Oconomowoc tonight at Lucky Chucky's bar in Oconomowoc. They're doing this. It's all about the singers competition or deal. It's kind of, I think it's for charity for the Time Tomorrow Foundation. It's pretty cool. To get details on the Facebook page. I mean, if you're in Oconomowoc tonight, stop by and say hello.
And Louie and the Flash Bombs, they're out of Milwaukee.
Right. Yes, they are a Milwaukee band, and they're in Oconomowoc tonight. That's the Shaw listening area, Rocker.
That's right.
101 FM.
And 540 AM.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. Original local music until midnight tonight. We got Dave Zero. He's in the studio right now. If you didn't know this already, but he owns Mad City Music Exchange on Atwood Avenue. Ooh, the final. The vinyl rocker. You walk in the place, you can just smell the vinyl.
You can smell it, Jimmy?
I don't know. I can't explain the smell of vinyl. It smells like vinyl, you know?
Yeah.
Records.
Yes.
Good stuff. So that's pretty cool. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Of course, Mascot Theory is live in the lair. Rocker Whammy is coming up real soon here. It's just next month. It's at the Epic Event Center in Green Bay. It's going to be a great show.
It is, Jimmy. And, you know, did you know that finals voting ended just this week? So we're in the final push now for the show, May 19th, like you said, in Green Bay. And, Jimmy, did you know that new this year they're going to have an in memoriam presentation?
No, I did not know this.
They're going to start that. So that's pretty cool. Okay. They're going to announce, you know, people who have really, you know, have passed away, but have done a lot for the Wisconsin music scene.
Right.
They're going to have that. And yeah, we're ready to go. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll be there on the red carpet. And Jimmy, you'll have a table and you'll be out there networking.
Yes. I'll have, I might wear a tie that night.
Oh, no.
That doesn't happen very often. The 42nd annual Whammy Award Show is happening on Sunday, May 19th at the Epic Event Center in Green Bay. Hope you get to stop by and say hello. It's going to be a good time. You get more details at WAMI.org.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sud Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sud Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Speaking of Doughboys, Matt from Doughboys just dropped off a pizza pie here at the Civic Media Radios.
Oh, I can't wait.
He messaged me earlier. He's like, hey, dude, what do you want on your pizza tonight? And I'm like, surprise us. So it's just sitting out there. I have no idea what's on it, but it smells so good.
Doughboy. You know, I went there the other night, I have to confess, and we got the Italian beef, the curly fries.
Oh, nice.
And their Detroit pizza. It's
That Detroit pizza is serious, dude. That's good stuff
the
right
crust.
There. Yeah.
It's the all cheese about the crust. Around the crust on the outside. It's just like next level.
And that sauce is so good. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. It's just a touch of a button. We'd love to hear from you tonight.
Jimmy, Mad City Music is one of a handful of record stores that has survived the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and now the 2020s. The legendary record store, it opened in 1981. And that means that this store has survived records, 8-tracks, cassettes, CDs, the internet, and now it's back to records. Mad City Records is Madison's longest continuously running record store. And in the late 90s, Dave Zero was hired at Mad City Music and in 2007 purchased the business and continues to this day, Jimmy. Tonight, Dave Zero is here with us in the studio. Dave Zero, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you bringing me on. This is fantastic.
It's great to see you. I was pleasantly surprised when Rocker said, hey, Dave's is coming on the show tonight. I'm like, yes, we get to talk about music and... media and stuff.
Shucks.
And vinyl. That's Jimmy's favorite.
I'm blushing. I'm sure you can see this on the radio, but I'm
A-tracks.
Blushing. Exactly.
Do you have any 8-tracks in stock?
I think there's a Poco 8-track somewhere around the store. We don't have too many, but I will say the 8-tracks they're still on the solid novelty aspect, yeah. But everything else, cassettes, vinyl, CDs, they are still there and they are still relevant and people are still loving them. And we love them and we're glad to see other people still loving them.
There's a few bands in Madison that release music on a cassette tape still.
Yeah. The cassette thing started, revival of cassette tape started a while ago. Like a decade, maybe 15 years ago. It was just something, just a little something that a lot of the punk rock bands and a lot of garage rock bands just could have something to sell at their merch table. And it's cheap.
It's
fun. Yeah. It's cheap. Yeah. I mean, it would come with a download, but it was people just want to buy something from a local band. They want to buy something from a band. So just having a little $5, $10 tape at your merch booth is fantastic.
I remember doing some internet radio a little bit and all our spots or IDs and commercials would be on cassette tapes. And I had to quick cue everything up in 30 seconds.
Nice.
Well, then you buy a cassette nowadays, then you have to go buy a cassette player.
Right.
Because you don't even have one.
It's a labor of love, but it is a great love to have.
Dave Zero. Excuse me this time. Former WORT show host, Mad City Records owner, how did you get so involved with music? I mean, like, what's your backstory? How did you get started?
I get so involved with music? Well, I didn't get very involved with high school, so that was the first step. which, you know, for better or for worse, it's, you know, I've just always loved music, and I've always wanted to be absorbed by music.
Are you a fan?
Sponge.
Yeah, were you a musician?
I think all... fans of rock and roll want to be a musician for a little bit. So I had my phase where, you know, I played my guitar as much as the next guy, but I learned that I'm more of the other side of fandom where I wanted to be absorbing more music. I wanted to learn about music. I love the knowledge I would get from music, learning history through music and understanding what bands sounded like at a certain time and where the genres were coming from. So I think I just wanted to sponge up a lot of stuff. And
so you're kind of a music historian.
Yes, in my own mind, I am.
Now, you had a show for years on WORT.
Yeah, I think it was like 8 years on WORT. That feels
you followed Ted Offensive, right?
That was, yep.
Ted.
It feels like a generation ago. Yeah, Ted, rest in peace. He's still rocking. No matter where he's at, he's up in the sky, and you know he's rocking right now. So.
And he's saying dirty words on the radio.
Yeah. I would have it no other way.
Exactly.
So if we're all up in the sky doing our radio station with our dirty words, that's a win.
Go back to your musical taste. Is there a specific area in music that you were a big fan of, like the 80s or the 90s, the grunge rock or the pop? Pop music that
I graduated high school in 94, so by default I've listened to a lot of 90s music. It's I was growing up in. I just remember if we're gonna go prehistorically back, I just remember being very young watching MTV, seeing Eddie Van Halen play his guitar, and he's having so much fun. I want to do something like that, you know. Years later, you understand, you maybe drugs and alcohol had a little something to come with it, right. But he was still having so much fun. And I just saw so much fun to be had through music, just experiencing it, being with it one way or another, that I just followed that path.
So, you know, I think you can really get a sense of a person by looking at their music collection. Dave, what's in your music collection?
What is in my music collection? Well, I try to keep a nice 4,000 or 5,000 records, keep it bare bones, you know? Everything. It's something from my past, something from what I want to listen to. I try to keep it to the, I don't know, what is in my music collection? I've got...
Well, we know Van Halen, maybe?
I do have. And I will argue anyone about the Hagar years. I still love Sammy Hagar. Everything. You can see how my music tastes have grown. Like, jazz is now starting to overtake a lot of everything I listen to. I just find that more interesting these days, simply because I know about it. I know less about it. I understand less about how the music is put together, so I'm more intrigued. The typical garage rock, the pop rock, I still love it, and I'll still listen to it all the time, but I understand how it's put together, so it's more easy for me to digest. Things like, moving backwards, like, I've always been in love with blues music. That's always been interesting to me. I love finding these new obscure guys, not new, but finding new guys that are obscure. You know, they've have 5 songs. I need to hear those 5 songs. Mm. Where did they come from? What's their history? I'm still fascinated by all that. And then I've been listening to music for so long, so there's everything. You know, I grew up in the 90s, so there's everything. There's hip-hop, there's funk and soul, and there's actually a new phase of vinyl reissues that are happening where all these great samples that used to be on hip-hop songs, people are finding those actual albums that have been out of print for years, and now they're reissuing them. And honestly, that's catnip for me. I love that stuff where you can find these fantastic soul albums out of print for 40 years. If you found them on eBay or Discogs, they'd be worth like $500, but now you can get them for like $20, $30. I love that. I absolutely love that. And again, it's still the discovery of everything. There's so much more. Every time you hear new music and want to experience new music, everyone talks about what's new, what's hip. It's like, you know what? There's, you know, close to 100 years of recorded music that you can just dig through and find your own path. And I've always found that fascinating.
Well, I think if you dig through it, then you have to be at a record store to do that.
That is part of the appeal. I mean,
right, you got to page through.
Yeah,
you
literally have to dig through, and that's, you know, that's another buzz people get too, the tangible feel of just literally discovering it. We know how the internet works. We can all Google anything these days, but actually just randomly finding something, the thrill of discovery, that's never ever going to go away.
That's great. Dave Zero from Mad City Records. All three of us have frogs in our throats tonight. So, Dave, it's 2007. You've been working at Mad City Music for a while there. Now you're buying the store. Walk us through that. Why the decision? Hey,
in 2007?
I'm going to buy. I mean, internet music was on fire at this point.
You know what? And I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't anywhere. I still loved it. I still love the store. I wanted to. I feel that was my next step, just in growing. I was 31 at the time, so I was just ready to, you know, I want to take. I'm not scared of challenges. I like trying something new. I'm not terribly scared of taking new steps, but you know, something new is always fun.
What was your approach to combating the online music sales versus the physical media sales?
Making it fun, honestly. Yeah, the record store has always been a social hub and a place for people to come and just hang out and share ideas. And I've always felt that's one of the most important things about record stores. So if you want to go online, you can dig around, but you're by yourself. You want to come and share ideas. You want to hang out. Granted, we're hoping you buy things while you're there.
Yeah.
But just trying to make it a social hub, trying to make it a place for bands to come and hang out, for random people just to explore. Again, the tangible experience, you'll never top that.
Why is vinyl resurging over the last couple of years? And there's really no sign of it letting up. Everybody wants the physical media, especially on vinyl.
Right. I think it started a while ago simply as a reaction to basically being able to find everything online. Sure, you can find up, you know, dial up your favorite streaming service. Everything's there.
Right.
Kind of. But that's not fun.
Well, I mean, what's not there, you want to discover.
I'm sorry, what?
What's not there on the streaming that you could find on the...
Many things. There's tons of artists from the 90s that never had anything on vinyl, and now they don't have their music on streaming services, so you actually had to find a CD of this band.
That's true.
Yeah. And I think it's just a natural reaction. People like things, and it really shows that how involved you want to be with your music. You can stream anything all day, but if you really want to make yourself a fan, you want to bring it into your home, you literally go and bring that piece of vinyl, that CD, that cassette, and it's, when you bring it into your home, it's literally part of your life then.
Well, and the interesting thing about it is that's how the record labels for years controlled their distribution.
Yep.
Was
yep,
by having a physical record, right?
Exactly.
You can't download that. You can't, you know, you can copy it, but maybe it's to an inferior, like a cassette.
Exactly.
But
get a tape, man.
The record is kind of really coming back, and that's actually helping the independent musicians who aren't signed, who don't have millions of streams and stuff like that. Then they can start to get the money for those products, because you have to come to the show. You have to get the product from them. You know, I mean, maybe you can order it over the internet, but even then, it's going to be shipped to you, right?
Yeah, if you order it directly from the band, that is as good as buying it at the store. Some bands just don't have the distribution to get it into some stores. And if you buy direct from the band, that's still fantastic, because that band is making money off of it. The label's not making money off of it.
Right. The streaming service.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we all know the big artists that can make a living off of streaming. There's a lot of bands, and some bands that are big, and you'd be surprised, that just, you know, they need that. They need those sales. They need to sell those records. They need to sell those T-shirts. They need you to show up to their shows. So it's the record stores are just part of the musical ecosystem these days. People have come back, and it's kind of leveled off where everyone understands, like, actual tangible music is part of the music ecosystem.
I've got a question. Let's say Rocker and I are in a band called let's say Rocker's in a band called Iron Plow. Jimmy K is not a musician. But we have physical media, all right?
Right.
And we want to sell it in your record store. So how does that artist contact Mad City and make that happen?
info@madcitymusic.net. Let me know what's up, and you can bring it in. We can either do a consignment. If you're a local band, I'm happy to buy it outright and grab a copy here and there. If you're playing around town, we definitely will grab something. We put it right in our local section. Frequently, we have people just randomly coming into town, and they just want to buy something from the local section. Like, what's something that you've heard that's local? And they just want to. It shows a little bit of flavor of what the town is actually like. If you can, you can actually see what's in their local section, and whether it be vinyl, whether it be cassette, whether it be CD, they just want to. Again, people just want to experiment with music, and actually buying it in a tangible form is the best way to do it.
And real quick, what couple of bands are you really high on that are from Madison right now?
Ooh, right now, I have to admit, I am working too much these days, so I don't get out as much as I used to.
Understand.
What do I enjoy these days?
Is there something at the store that's selling really well, or people are excited about coming
out? Yeah, I mean, we always, there's a great band called Whippets in town, good garage rock band. This is a classic thing that happens to me. Everyone will walk into the store and like, "Hey, what do you like right now?" And my mind will go blank. So this is totally happening to me, unfortunately, live on the radio.
It happens with restaurants too. So if I say, "Where do you want to go?" You're like, "Well, luckily you could say Doughboys because you just heard the ad."
There's a great blues band in town, Cashbox Kings. They've been around for many years, and they've always been solid, and they keep growing.
Oscar's Motel is a great EP.
Yeah, fantastic. There's a great country artist named Nate Gibson. Nate Gibson in the, I'm forgetting the band name, but he's from Missouri originally, East Coast. He's around town, but they're newer. They're country band. Fantastic. Good honky tonk, pre rock and roll honky tonk sound they've got going on. It's retro, but it's still pretty modern.
Nate Gibson. I wrote that down.
Yeah, Nate Gibson. Definitely check it out.
Now, Record Store Day, that's coming up April 20th.
April 20th.
And it's a really big day for Mad City Music. Tell us about Record Store Day and then what your 420 plans are.
Record Store Day. I have a wonderful story. I remember buying the store in 2007, getting an email in January saying, "Hey, you want to try this thing called Record Store Day?" I figured I just bought a record store. Of course I want to try a day of Record Store Day.
No, forget it.
It has exploded to an international event. And at its heart, it's still a giant hooray for independent businesses. It's saying, "Hey, let's focus on record stores. These are viable things, like the things I was mentioning. It's, you know, it's a community hub. It's a place to hang out. It's a place to meet your friends. You know, you go. It's drawing attention back to the record store, and more importantly, independent businesses in a town. And it's fantastic. It's a huge day. It's our biggest day of the year, solid day of the year. And it's a lot of work, it is completely worth it. I'm lucky right now. I've got a great staff. We're all ready. We're all going to wear our good, shoes that day. And we have a line usually starting. Sometimes it starts the night before.
People
camp out, depending on what the big release is. Right. Last year, of course, there was a Taylor Swift release. So, there was people at 6 o'clock the night before camped out and ready. It was cold last year, too.
It's a pretty easy camp out because you got Tex Tubbs right next to you.
And then,
of course, it's Atwood Avenue. So it's nice and easy and a great place to be,
Definitely. It's just a huge day. It is a fantastic day. It's busy all day long, but it's just great to see so many happy people that just they get excited. They want to hang out at your record store and they just come for it. So it's fantastic. We just try to make it nice and easy for them to do that.
Dave, it's great to have you in the studio tonight to talk with you tonight. I've always enjoyed your record store.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks
appreciate
for having me.
What you do. And over the years, I don't know how many times I walked in to drop off Maximum Music magazines. Hi, Dave.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you. Mad City Music Exchange, Atwood Avenue, right at Chase Corners, right next to Tex Tubbs. What's the website, by the way?
MadCityMusic.net.
Nice. You can buy everything, shop on, figure out what you want.
You can find us. It's a limited site, but you can find us on our socials, like on Instagram and Facebook. And a little bit of selling online, but feel free to find us on Atwood Avenue, 2023, Atwood Avenue.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
How about The Flavor That Kills? This is a Mattis band. I love these guys. These are great.
Excellent.
American Dream. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
baby, ready to go. It is what it is, baby, I don't know. You're going with the mouth full of words, one word, who you want me to say. You know my love is here, you know my love is here to stay. That's it, that's it. Oh, yeah, you know that's it.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music. The People Brothers Band there and hot off the press. They are in La Crosse next Friday at the Popcorn Tavern with Texas Toast. The Flavor That Kills before that with the American Dream. They're at the Wisco on 420 playing with a bunch of bands. You can check that information out on their Facebook page. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday evening. Original local music from Wisconsin. Hey, we got Grizzly Adams in the studio. He's going to do a little acoustic song for us next hour. Looking forward to that. And to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, we get a debut song from Cat and the Hurricane. Brand new, hot off the press. Hasn't even been released yet. We're going to get that on the air for you just after 7 o'clock. If you want to tell us what you got going on tonight, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text from the Civic Media app. Let's do some slow pop. These guys are blowing up the world right now. This is Broadview. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Moving away. Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today we're talking credit scores. I mean, we all know we're supposed to have a good one, but what is a credit score? It's a number rating how likely you are to pay back a loan. Anytime you use credit, you know, like your credit card or a mortgage, the info about what you borrowed and when you paid it gets sent to three credit bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They track every transaction and compile detailed financial information on every single American. I mean, a little creepy, am I right? And they rate you on a scale from 300 to 850. Over 670 is good, and over 800 is excellent. Then the bureaus sell your rating to anybody who's thinking about lending you money, and you get a better or a worse deal based on your score. Best way to keep that score up is pay your bills on time. This is Carrie Joy from Work Money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. Take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.